This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Media News. None better than the great Ellen Ratner. Ellen, Hillary Clinton, second place in Michigan. Wow, what are the Democrats saying to themselves?
Well, the Democrats are saying, listen, this is not good, and Hillary's going to have some trouble. And what's fascinating is that the Democratic governors sent out a presser, basically. Well, it wasn't a presser. It was we want you to contribute. And in it, they only had Hillary Clinton in it against Cruz and Rubio and Trump. They did not include, that was 2 days ago, they did not include Senator Sanders, and that is not good. Also, I just want to go back to what happened, because a lot of people are saying it may be two brokered conventions, although I don't think so. But let's just assume it is. What happened in 1968 when there were all the riots? Humphrey came in with 561.5 votes. Kennedy, who was assassinated, came in at 393.5. And McCarthy came in at 258. But if you looked at the primary voters, 80% went with anti-war candidates. And so what basically happened is they nominated Humphrey, and that's why there were all those riots in 1968 at the Democratic Convention.
Wow, can you imagine if there was two brokered conventions?
You couldn't make this stuff up. Everybody'd be happier than a clam, because the press would actually have something to cover.
Yeah, no kidding. So how about on the Trump side? We've talked about Trump a lot. I mean, listen, he takes Michigan. Boom, seems like a layup, but Cruz is still hanging around.
Cruz is still hanging around. Rubio is being encouraged to stay in, at least obviously through Florida. He's got to win Florida to remain relevant, although, Trump campaign is doing ads now, actually, and they're accusing Rubio of all kinds of illegal things, like using the Republican credit card, and they're doing a ton of ads, which is very unusual because, as you know, Trump has what's called earned media, free media, but now he's actually purchasing ads in Florida.
Wow. Hey, last thing, kicking it around in D.C., anything happening, any movement at all with the Supreme Court? Because Loretta Lynch says
actually
no.
Actually, quite a bit. The president has been interviewing people. They have not been open about who he's interviewing. It's not on his presidential schedule. We do know he's interviewing the woman who is running, Charles Grassley, who runs the Judiciary Committee and is running for another term, is an 80-some-year-old in Iowa, and really supported her. We also know he's interviewing a man who has Indian heritage and is Hindu. So this is going to be very interesting if the Republicans refuse to even give them a hearing.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Wild stuff. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So you heard what Ellen had to say. You know, it's interesting. You look at, the possibility of two brokered conventions would just be absolutely insane. I was reading some stuff today about, this new poll. Is Donald Trump actually losing steam? And I'm thinking, are these people out of their mind? You heard what Ellen said about he gets that earned media because he has such celebrity buzz, and now he's actually buying time. He can certainly afford to do that, but he hasn't had to do that, which is incredible if you think about politics, even some of the more popular people who have a run. But there's a new national poll of Republican voters that shows that Trump continues to lead the race for the Republican presidential nomination, but the margin is tightening a little bit because of the attacks, all of the attacks of this on this small Republican field. So Texas Senator Ted Cruz has gained a little bit on that front since January, and is just in front of Marco Rubio. You heard Ellen say he's got to hang in. If he doesn't win Florida, forget about it. He's done. Same thing with Ohio Governor John Kasich, because that doesn't make any sense. So here's the poll. The ABC Washington Post poll says this. For what it's worth, peeps, I'm the poll princess. I got to tell you, these polls are constant. So this poll that was released, that came out on Tuesday, finds that Trump, with 34%, followed by Cruz, 25%, Rubio, number three, 18%, and, of course, Kasich at 13%. That just shows that things are tightening a little bit. I can't imagine. Certainly we know Donald Trump is not the dark horse by any stretch of the imagination, and it would take a Herculean effort, I think, for anything to change there, except for the fact that you got Ohio and Florida, and I say this again, it makes me almost nauseated to say it because you know this. It's like my quote, numbers game, baby. It's all about numbers. Accountants love this. It's about the numbers. So whoever has the numbers is in. He's got to have the right amount. If not, then it does go to the convention floor, which just seems so unlikely to me. It really does. It seems unlikely. It almost seems like you would almost see that with the Democrats. You know, you'd almost see that. So, and then you can look and you can manipulate and take the polls any way you want them, but he keeps coming up aces. So that's the bottom line. A couple of other quick hits right here at the top, moving quickly from politics for a second. North Korea is claiming they have made miniature nuclear warheads to place on missiles. Well, that's great. Hey, just so you know, world, we have nukes. We have the capability, and we are ready to use them. Now, they didn't say the nutball, Kim Jong-un, didn't say I'm ready to use them, but obviously that's the saber rattling, and that's what the means of saying that is for, that boom, this is what happened. And then, you know, we just had on the show Sherry Wilson, who was the first firefighter in Dallas, and a sad story I came across today, that at least 9 firefighters, they say, are injured after a natural gas explosion in a Seattle neighborhood. Boy, these gas explosions, I don't know, if you're sitting here listening to me, do you even give that a thought? As we've heard more neighborhoods being destroyed by these explosions, I think it's quite frightening, actually. And the firemen responded to a report of a blast. It happened in the morning. It was just before 2 o'clock in the morning, and they go out to buildings just destroyed. Windows of the buildings surrounding the blast site were blown out. And it was a nightmare. I saw the photographs of it. I mean, just absolutely leveled. And so what they're saying is gas leak, because that's why it exploded. There was just so many medics and people running around, and luckily there weren't people in the buildings at the time. This is the one time, because we've seen this, where sadly people have been in the homes and neighborhoods when the explosions have taken place. Luckily, this time it didn't happen, but in the effort to put this out and in the craziness that ensued, you have all those firefighters that that were hurt. And when they tell you firefighters are hurt and you see the picture of these explosions, I mean, this is serious, serious business. And it's scary when you think of the situation of the pipes in neighborhoods and what's really happening with your system, whatever particular area you live in. Remember, there was a brutal one in an enclave outside of San Francisco. I thought that was so scary. There were a bunch of people that were killed in that, and it just gives you pause. It makes you think about old pipes and taking care of them and what's happening, obviously, in some of these neighborhoods where you have decades and decades and decades, and now suddenly we're seeing that that's cropping up just a little bit more. All right, hang with us. We're swinging over to the other side.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We've been talking about cybersecurity a ton here on America Tonight, all these breaches, et cetera, what's going on. We are pleased to be joined by Matty Kahn. He's the CEO of Infotech, and he is a cybersecurity expert. I'll tell you what, Matty, you know, you look and you see what's happening with Apple and AT&T backing Apple in the fight against the FBI, and then some recent maneuverings that we've also seen. This is a very wild time, I think, with tech and government regulations. What do you think ultimately happens here with Apple and busting in with this encryption breaker? Do you think eventually they're going to be forced to do that?
Kate, I don't have my crystal ball with me. I wish, like many people, I would have it. That would be a great answer, but I think that a compromise needs to be found. I've stated before, I mean, we can go to tens of arguments for each side, you know, of what the right for privacy, what's the right for the government, and both sides are right. Tim Cook himself said a great sentence, which I agree with. It shouldn't be a discussion of privacy versus security, but we are in this discussion of privacy versus security. Let's keep it in perspective. On one hand, people do need to get their privacy. And do need to know that the government is not able to pull a switch and look into every private email and document they have. On the other hand, if we are in a state of war, if we do have an issue of national security, if we do have an issue that Americans are getting killed, is it really realistic to give the people who are attacking that same freedom the protection of that freedom by not exposing them? And that's really a question. I mean, one can ask a simple question. If on September 12th, 2001, somebody would have come up and said, we found the iPhone of Muhammad Atta, and we can get all the information about Bin Laden, would we get the same charade about privacy when 3,000 people just died? So the question is, has the situation changed, or are we still in the same situation? I think, to answer your question, that a compromise needs to be found, and the battle is unnecessary, and everybody will be losers.
Yeah, wow, well said. I agree with you, because you put it in great perspective. Think about where we would be at if it was the day after September 11th. You're right, there'd be no question. Everybody would be screaming, just do it.
So then the next argument, if we all agree on that, is, has the situation changed? Are we now in peace with terrorism? If not, then why would we do it the day after September 11 and not now? Is it just a matter of the number of casualties? So everybody agrees that security needs to be addressed. Everybody also agrees that privacy needs to be addressed. This posturing was completely unnecessary. At the end of the day, no matter my belief, of course, and no matter what we will as a public know, it will be done behind the scene, this way or the other. Whether it will be done by John McAfee, who proposed to do it with his team in 3 weeks for free, whether it will be done by another team of hackers, whether it will be done by Apple, they will get the access to that phone. That I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I agree, absolutely. Yeah, and then we talk about the wrestling match over that question, and we see what's going on with these breaches into high levels of the government. I mean, is it just that at the government, we're not spending the right amount of money, not getting the right tech people, or there's just hackers, crackers, and everybody else that's just that good?
Well, I stated before, you know, the issue really breaks down to three different panels. There's an issue of technology, there's an issue of security, there's an issue of trust. On the technology issue, we don't have an issue. This could have been done quietly. A solution could have been found. They could have found a solution for this phone, and the next day release a new operating system that their latest breach is no longer valid for. It could have been addressed. From a security point of view, we're talking about homeland security, law enforcement versus individual security for privacy, which is where we're standing. And on the trust, or the lack of trust, is what you just addressed. The point is that there's a general feeling in the sector, in the commercial sector, of lack of trust in the government, whether the lack of trust is due to incompetence, whether the lack of trust is due to over-bureaucracy. The fact is that every time the government has gotten secrets to keep, they can't keep the secrets. And once a backdoor is created, the consensus is the backdoor will leak out. So trust is a major issue, and the government's capability to keep the trust is a major issue.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. On the same front, you are a cybersecurity expert. I mean, there is no ends to what people are able to do. We create it, but there's always somebody that's able to knock it down, right? And this is going to be the constant battle that we face.
This will be the battle until the industry stops its growth. I'm flattered by the security expert title. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of us is real expert. I mean, all we can do is understand the landscape. I think that the defensive mechanisms that we create with all our antiviruses and all our protection mechanisms and all our anti-intrusion mechanisms, we are working at half the pace or a third of the pace of those who violate it. Those who violate it are far more motivated, are much faster, much more agile, and we will always play catch-up. We are playing catch-up, and we're still living, in a sense, in the wild, wild world until this industry gets regulated, and it will get regulated once the crazy advancements will stop. It will stop at a certain point. In every technology, we always say that, you know, in the 20s, planes went at a certain speed. In the 30s, they went fast. In the 40s, they went fast. In the 50s, and the prediction was by 2000, the passenger planes will go at 2 Mach. But they stopped. At a certain point, the technology will slow down, and regulations will catch up. And then maybe we will not be in the Wild West we live in today. But as long as we live in this environment where every year 10,000 new software products are being released to the market, where barely 2,000 of them get even reviewed, we will play catch-up. And you're correct. We are playing catch-up, and it does seem that the intruders are faster than the protectors. But it's always been the case through the Middle Ages. The wall breakers were always better than the wall builders.
Boy, that's so true. We're speaking with Matty Kahn, founder and CEO of Infotech. So does that mean, saying that when we're looking at security and how fast and how everything moves, when we look at colleges and we look at careers, should there be more experts, homegrown experts, we'll say, in this field? Should there be more jobs available?
Well, jobs, there's no shortage of jobs. There's shortage of people to fill the jobs. We all go overseas to look for talent. That's a political discussion. We are closing the gates for new talents to come in, and we are not growing enough talent in-house in the country, and that is a major concern. That's a whole discussion by itself, but that is a major concern, the talent drain that we have on technology, and that more and more talent seems to be located outside of the country than inside the country.
Yeah.
And it used to be the other way around. This country was always known to bring all the great minds to this country, not have the great minds go out of the country. But that's a whole discussion by itself. There's no shortage of jobs. Any kid who goes to study computer science is guaranteed to have a job for decades to come. There is a shortage of people going to study computer science.
Yeah. Where do you think we're most vulnerable?
In which respect?
In the respect of soft targets. You know, people keep talking about the grid. What if the God is the grid?
Well, I've once quoted the book Cyber War. It was written by Richard Clark, I believe, and he laid it out. But I mean, I think we're vulnerable as we move into a world where all our systems and all infrastructures are just one layer above another. It's not like it used to be that the electrical grid, you go and pull the switch down and you turn that district off. Now everything is computerized, one layer and depends on the other. All systems are concatenated. We're vulnerable on water supplies. We're vulnerable on electricity. We're vulnerable on our food supplies. Everything is connected and everything is computerized. And infrastructure is a major risk. The next war is an infrastructure war. It's no longer a military war. And that is a serious, serious risk. You know, we have on our side, the Chinese are on their side, complete divisions of people who deal only with infrastructure war, only how to infiltrate and destroy each other's infrastructure. And that's I don't know if people really understand how much of a risk that is. It is a great risk.
Yeah, and you think, too, when you say infrastructure, we look at what's fallen apart in this country, and if you broke it down county by county, even city by city, even what are the cities themselves doing, because they have to worry about it.
We have to worry about everything. I mean, just look at Sandy. Just look at the big blackout. Mm. Just look at, I mean, immediately the first inclination of the big blackout was terrorism. I mean, before it went to the Canadians, it was terrorism, you know. But that's the immediate implication. And then how long did it take us to figure out where the problem even started?
Yeah.
Too long. And the systems are so sophisticated, and there's so many layers over layers, and so many legacy old systems that have been written, you know, tens of years ago are embedded in those, that no one person can stand it. If something goes wrong, it's the best comparison that any person can think about is lifting the hood of their car. 40 years ago, you lifted the hood of the car, it didn't work. You had an idea where to go and what to do with it. You go to the oil pump, you release there, you push there. An average handyman could troubleshoot his car. Today, your car stalls in the middle of the road, you take a cab. You open the hood, you see a big computer, and you don't know what to do with it. That's pretty much the analogy of hurting us during World War II versus hurting us today. In World War II, we knew what to do. Today, we'll open that hood of systems over systems over systems, and we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
That's the real scare.
Yeah, that is a scare. Matty Kahn, founder and CEO of Infotech, thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I was the first one to call him out. I called him out when he was calling Mexicans rapists, when he was engaging in rhetoric that I found deeply offensive.
The American people are never going to elect a president who insults Mexicans, who insults Muslims, who insults women, who insults African Americans. And let us not forget that several years ago, Trump was in the middle of the so-called Bertha movement, trying to delegitimize the president of the United States of America.
Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, on a trash Trump Thursday for many of you. Hey, hey, KD hanging with all of you. It is one of the main themes now that the Democrats continue to repeat, because it's all about getting ready for the next opponent. So not even at the convention yet, that's not a surprise. Trump is doing the same thing with the Democrats. And Hillary and Bernie both dredge up more about the past with Donald Trump. Donald Trump could not be more popular in the polls, is looking forward to gobbling up more delegates, and more than likely, better than a 50% chance, he is the nominee for the Republicans. There could be a few curveballs, because nothing is etched in stone right now at this point. And still, without a doubt, a lot of Republicans not crazy about Trump. You got establishment guys, party guys, people who just don't like Trump, people who don't get it, who are debating on what will they do. They're not going to vote for the Democrat, but they're talking about not voting. Yeah. Can you imagine being a fly on the wall in one of those clandestine meetings? Ooh, I would really love to hear what's said in those meetings, because I think there you get the sheen is off, the polish is off. You get the unadulterated straight talk. Bernie Hill debating another Democratic snorefest, I have to say. I watched it, and I didn't. And maybe it's that, you know, I like to be entertained, and the Republicans do give us the circus. So there really wasn't much circus when it came to this one this time around. Jorge Ramos grilled Hillary Clinton on her email scandal, and she seemed to get hot under the collar a lot. She seemed to be not thrilled with the questions, a little angry, a little miffed. It was almost the, I can't believe we're going down this path. And she just, you know, she answered, but this was the Univision and CNN Democratic debate. So there were a few fireworks. There was a few, but not like what you see with the Republicans. We weren't seeing that. So, not to go too crazy. And, you know, Jorge Ramos, though, the one thing he did say, I give him credit for this, he said, if you get indicted, will you drop out? So he just banged her with the question, talking about the emails and just saying, if you get indicted, it's not going to happen. Loretta Lynch is not going to indict Hillary Clinton. It's not going to happen. Obama is not going to indict Hillary Clinton. It's a fantastical play that some of you have sketched out in your mind, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Listen, the Clintons are lawyers. They have lawyers that know how to step aside from being in the middle of something that's a little rough. And they'd have to have such hardcore evidence that matches up with the law that it's so bloody unlikely, I can't tell you. I wouldn't count on it happening, in other words. There's more of a chance of Trump getting elected. Let's stack up all the chances for Trump, right? Yeah, I'd say that's your best bet. The best bet is that you're going to see Donald Trump on the Republican ticket, leading the ticket, and then it's a question of who's on the undercard. Again, unless there's some buddy who pulls the tablecloth off the table. But they'd have to do it neatly, and everything would have to sit up straight, and I can't see that. I can see some confusion at the convention. I'm not saying that we can't go into a convention and have some confusion there. Same with the Democrats. It still has to play out, and it still is about who gets the most delegates. If the delegates aren't there, the solid number isn't there, then that is the one thing that could tweak a little bit what's happening. Just tweak it, too, because I still think it bounces back, right back in the hands of Donald Trump. And I just have to say, if you like Donald Trump, I get it. I mean, I get how seductive he can be. And I get why people are frustrated with the same old, same old. But just for a second, step out of that part of your body and say to yourself, wow, think of Donald Trump just a few years ago. I mean, I can think of being at a table and people talking about Celebrity Apprentice that I know who don't watch junky TV even, and they love Celebrity Apprentice. Couldn't get enough of it. And then there was the straight-up regular Apprentice, which started the whole thing, his relationship with Mark Burnett, the brilliant producer, and he's the reality TV guy. He's the cameo guy. He's the comment on New York guy and comment on what's happening in the world sometimes. After 9/11, people go to Trump, and you'll hear him here and there throwing in his two cents. Now he actually has a shot at the presidency. Like it or not, democracy works. If you can get people to jump on board, this is proof positive that democracy works in a different way. Because how does that happen? I mean, how does that happen really when you think about it? Right? And then you have these career politicians who are frothing at the mouth, who would die to have a chance at the presidency, and they're all lying if they say they don't want it because they feel that pulse, that power, that possibility, even if they're just a public servant in their mind, of the possibility of making something great. There's probably maybe 30% of the people on the Hill who would die for a chance to run for president and have no chance. But here comes Donald Trump. Tomas, you get the first crack at this. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Donald Trump. It's a let's dump on Trump Thursday, boy. They took every opportunity in the Democratic debate, but that's expected. That's what you do. And dredged up anything they could find about Trump. I mean, he is the game. Everybody's still talking Trump, 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 Trump. He's easily a quote machine.
Yeah, and he's loving it. Free advertising, right?
Yep.
He's spending less money than anybody and getting 100 times more coverage.
Yes.
But I tell you what, Kate, I definitely want to see a brokered convention.
Oh, I think it'd be awesome.
God. You know, you think the Super Bowl is a big event? Let me tell you what. Trump has to go in there. He's going to bring like 10,000, you know, mafiosos from New Jersey and New York and Sicily. You know, you got Cruz with his Texans coming up there, you know.
Can you imagine?
The greatest show on earth. You know, and not a 3-ring circuit. It's going to be like a 50-ring circuit.
I know.
And Trump will milk it like a herd of cows, Kate.
I know. He knows how to do it. He knows how to spin. You know, it's like somebody said to me the other day, a writer said to me the other day, you know, this guy is smart. He gets it. He can spin what he says in the South and spin it in a different way to the Midwest so it fits for what they like. He gets it. He knows how to get people to like him.
Yeah. You know, a brokered convention would just be right up his alley.
Yes.
I mean, you know, but by the end of that convention, they'd be selling advertisement at three times the value of Super Bowl. You know, people be tuning in just to watch the advertisements. You know, come on. The Republican establishment, you know, all these, like you said, these career politicians, and it's not just the big ones, it's the little ones too. They make their living off of politics, through the connections, you know.
Well, I'm the secretary their whole life.
Of the committee, I'm the chair of this, and I'm chair, and then they talk to the others, and then they got these little side deals and business, and that's who is scared right now. And they actually think they're gonna stop Donald Trump when Jeb Bush with $150 million couldn't stop him. You know, when all these other people who've been trying to stop him for like almost a year now, I don't know how, and spent so much money in all these PACs, you know, he's going to laugh at them. He's going to use them. And like I said, he's going to squeeze them and get so much milk out of that when the election comes around, you know, they're going to go, well, it's Trump against somebody else. I don't know who it is, but, you know, I'm just going to vote for Trump. I mean, we're going to have Trump coming out of our ears, you know. We're going to, like, start using Trump instead of cuss words, you know. We're going to be saying, like, that's in-Trump credible, or that's un-Trumping believable, or man, Trumping plastic, you know.
Yeah, yeah, there's so many ways you can manipulate that name. You're right.
Yeah,
crazy.
But I definitely want to see a brokered convention. And, you know, we may have it because everybody's going to make money off of that. But Trump is going to win it. And, you know, my suggestion for Trump is pick Ted Cruz, and then as soon as he becomes vice president,
send him out. Send him out on the road, Tomas. That's what you do when they can't get along. Thanks, Tomas.
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes this parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free, 888-803-4438, and ask about this special offer.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
One of my favorite things that we do here on America Tonight. You know it's about numbers, right? That's why the price of rice fluctuates. That's why The Price is Right is still a popular program. We all want to guess the numbers, but our lives are surrounded by numbers. So let's start with this one. Downton Abbey. Did you watch it? Did you watch Maggie? Oh, it's the end of Downton Abbey. The finale of Downton Abbey on Masterpiece Theatre. Well, if you don't talk like that, but you do watch Masterpiece Theatre and you watch Downton Abbey, a lot of Americans watch Downton Abbey. I myself got sucked into this. When my mother was sick, she was ill a couple of years ago with cancer, sadly. She died of cancer, but it was a great binding moment for us because, I mean, this was a lady who... She took me to my first baseball game, but then she would watch Downton Abbey. She, like, had it all, right? Because she was somebody who was open-minded. So Downton Abbey was one of her favorite shows, new shows. Like, she had only watched it a year or two before she got sick. So frantically, what they would do is they would put out the whole season, and I knew I could get through one more season with her and she'd be fine if I serial watched it with her. So I ran all over New York City to find a B&N, a Barnes & Noble, to get that third series of Downton Abbey so I could actually watch it with her. And anyway, a lot of people watched the finale. So 6 seasons of Downton, and it finished with a lot of people watching, over 9 million people watching. It wasn't the highest rated of all of them, but that's pretty darn good for that kind of a show on PBS, frankly. I mean, they knew they had lightning in a bottle. That's why they played it up so much, because it was a show that had good writers, but I don't think they expected that it was going to take off the way that it took off, and it was going to be so huge in the United States. But it was, in fact, huge in the United States. All right, speaking of storytellers, Native Americans are upset with J.K. Rowling. What? You know J.K. Rowling. Everyone knows her story. She was on the dole, as they say in England, meaning welfare to us Americans, and she was writing about Harry Potter and the escalades of Harry Potter. The rest is history. She's one of the wealthiest women in the world, and certainly in England. So check this out. This is the first, that's your number, the first story of J.K. Rowling's History of Magic in North America, and Native American communities are furious. The story chronicles wizarding from the 14th to the 17th centuries. But what it's being criticized for is for lumping all Native Americans into one group and appropriating their stories and completely rewriting their traditions. So, you know, like Cherokee scholars are furious, like Adrian Keene, who is a blogger of note who knows the history backwards and forwards. And in Rowling's story, which was published, you know, they say wizards existed among Native American tribes, though some faced the same scrutiny, and they were stigmatized as the European peers were. Some were skinwalkers, people who could change into animal form, like they do in Rowling's Harry Potter novels. Okay, so here's what I would say. This is where it gets dicey. She's uber famous, and it's a novel. So how accurate are you in a novel? I'm writing a novel, and my novel has to do with fantasy sports, and I am constantly researching because I know if this novel even hits it, piques the curiosity enough, I bet I'll get slammed. I'll get criticized for something that's not completely accurate. But see, here's the thing. I'm going to say these words again. It's a novel. It's a story. I don't know. Is it too sensitive? Or no, they should be sensitive because it is their history. But it's a history. That's that loose thing. It's not a history book. Like when you read Tom Clancy, is everything accurate about espionage and what he writes about? I love Tom Clancy. Or Vince Flynn. I like Vince Flynn books. If you like the same political stuff, you'll like Vince Flynn. And I'm in the middle of reading a ton of his books when I have the 5 seconds to do it. And I think he's awesome. Is everything accurate about Quantico and what happens? I don't know. But I'm not a former agent, and I don't know if they question that. So sometimes you got to think, where are we landing on that page? So let's move from storytelling to real life reality, sadly, deadly storms. Seems I am often in the eye of the storm. Mother Nature is constantly chasing me around the block. So flood emergencies have been declared in Louisiana, and 2 have been killed as the storms slam into the southeast. In my own neighborhood, I swear I saw a coyote float downstream. I thought those suckers could swim. I think he was dead. I don't know. But floodwaters all over the place, especially Louisiana, though, they got hit even harder than our satellite facility in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And in Texas, a man was killed after his kayak capsized in a bayou in Louisiana. A driver died when his car was swept off the road in floodwaters in Bienville Parish. So, you know, we have state of emergency in 16 parishes. It's pretty bad. The floodwaters are pretty bad. And you see these pictures of roads that just collapse. I mean, the roads are just impassable, right? It just rushes in and you can see it. I mean, it's almost best when you know the water's coming to stay inside if you can. But how is that always possible? More than 10 inches of rain have fallen in Searcy, Arkansas. And I know we have listeners right there in that very place, so I feel you. Longview, and I've gotten some emails from you, Longview, Texas, more than 8 inches. So parts of Arkansas and Texas under heavy, heavy rainfall, too. The best you can do is to stay on top of what's going on. The floodwaters are unpredictable, though. So often you don't know where some system is weak and where a road is going to collapse all of a sudden. And it's just a question of where you are at the time. I mean, this is something we see time and time and time again. All right, do you ever wonder who makes the first move in online dating? Probably not. I just happened to read this interesting article in the New York Times that says women who make the first move in online dating are rewarded. They did a study on it. So the study shows that if they make the first move, it's more likely to work out. This company studied OkCupid, studied a random sample of 70,000 users who had logged in at least 3 times within the same month. It found that women who sent the first message were 2.5 times more likely to receive a response than men who did the same. And the men the women contacted were more attractive as determined by how others rate the men's profiles for both looks and content. They do say, OkCupid says, it has 1.5 men for every woman on the site and said both men and women are aspirational in whom they approach. That's a big $10 word. I'm aspirational when I approach somebody. So men send messages to women 17 percentage points more attractive than themselves. Women send messages to men, ready for this, 10 percentage points higher. Online dating. I don't know. My cousin John, who was a good-looking guy, great guy, had plenty of women that were interested in him, swore by online dating, though. He'd get hooked up with somebody, Match.com, happily married to Catherine. Hopefully they're not listening. I guess they don't care if I tell anyone that story. I didn't use their last name. So he swears by it. He swears that it works. All right, the music means we are being played out of this hour, and another edition of We Can Count is in the bag. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You, and oh yeah, that guy in the back, for listening to ATN. That ancient mystic trinity, you get 3, it's a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity. The heart and the brain and the body, you'll give you 3. Make a tripod or to make a table stand. And it takes 3 wheels to make a vehicle called the tricycle. And every triangle has 3 corners. Every triangle has 3 sides. No more, no less. You won't have to guess. Now there's 3.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.